Locally sourced news and info to drive you home.
Local news is like the most important stuff to me.
Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. As I said, today is the day. I'm talking to the Idaho Freedom Foundation, and I am talking to Wayne Hoffman. He's been at the helm of the Idaho Freedom Foundation since the organization launched in January of 2009. Wayne writes weekly columns. You can find those in newspapers and on websites throughout Idaho. He's often invited to speak on complex issues, including taxation, healthcare, criminal justice, and education. His commentaries have also been published by national publications, including the Wall Street Journal and Watchdog.org. He's also won awards for investigative and political reporting. We're going to hear all about Wayne Hoffman and Wayne Hoffman's own words for just a minute, at least, before we ask a little bit more about the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Wayne, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. So, I was saying on my show before that the Idaho Freedom Foundation obviously gets a lot of attention around Idaho. Pretty much anyone involved in Idaho politics has heard of you guys. But let's hear a little bit about you first.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just the average Joe. I've lived in Idaho for 25, 26 years. I moved here from Arkansas. I used to be in the news business.
Okay.
And over time, just kind of got involved more in state government and coverage of state public policy matters. Mm-hmm. Went to work for some candidates for office, statewide office, congressional office, worked in a congressional office for a little while. And after that was over, started Freedom Foundation at the end of 2008, beginning of 2009. And the rest, as they say, is history.
All right. So... Well, you've had the Idaho Freedom Foundation. The beginning was in January of 2009.
Yes.
Okay. When did the Idaho Freedom Foundation start with the Freedom Index scores?
The Freedom Index. The Freedom Index started about 2012,
mm-hmm.
And it's been going ever since then. So basically, what the Freedom Index does, it's been incorrectly described as providing a score or a grade to legislators.
Okay.
We don't give scores or grades to legislators. They give grades and scores to themselves. What we actually look at is we look at bills. We look at every single bill that goes through the Idaho legislature. There's usually 200 or 300 that actually get pushed through the process.
Right.
And every one of those bills we look at according to the same 12 static measurements. And those measurements are things that you would expect from a conservative think tank. Does it grow government? Does it increase government regulation? Does it raise a fee or a tax? Mm-hmm. Does it take power away from the private sector and give it to the government and so forth?
Okay.
And so whenever a bill does that, it generates a score. And whether it does something that's the reverse of that, where it, you know, is limiting on government or empowering of families, then that gets scored as well. And so those bills all have a number, a value assigned to it. Mm-hmm. And so with those numbers, you can see in real time whether you, being a legislator, or, you know, whether you're being represented by people who believe or vote for limited government.
Okay. So why did you start the Freedom Index scores? Did you have a lot? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, the index was started simply because one of my donors asked me one time, tell me about Senator so-and-so. Mm. Is she a conservative? Actually, I'll just tell you, her name was Joyce Broadsword.
Okay.
So this was in 2011. There was a senator named Joyce Broadsword. She was a Republican from the Sandpoint area.
Mm.
And this donor said, can you tell me if Joyce is a conservative or not? And I said, anecdotally, I know that she's voted on some bills that, you know, that are free market that she voted against. And she's voted in favor of bigger government. But cumulatively, I don't know the answer. And this was really the thing that most impacted the development of public policy in Idaho, where if you're a Republican, you're automatically labeled conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to have some kind of way of measuring whether that was true or not. And I don't really care whether you know, a person is or they aren't. Mm-hmm. I want to know what the truth is, though, so that people can make decisions according to the information they have available to them.
Okay.
So the index is a function of the fact that you have 80 to 85% Republicans, and everybody likes to go around saying they're conservative.
Sure.
And the index tells you whether that's true or not.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So I want to hear what you've heard from the public. I've worked on campaigns before, and I heard a lot of people that don't even want to go out and vote in an election because they said the candidates always let them down. Is that kind of what's behind the Freedom Index scores, besides a donor asking cumulatively how a senator voted? What's the feedback you've gotten from the public?
Well, we were very curious about it, too, because we also wondered if there was something about that narrative that maybe it's true that Idaho was electing Republicans, but they really weren't electing conservatives. And perhaps that's the reason why taxes are so high, or the reason why the teachers union has so much control, or why so many occupations require a license before you can actually go work in it versus other states where you can just go, you know, hang your shingle out and
yeah.
open a business. We wondered about all those things. And as it turns out, the reason is most legislators around 2012 were not conservatives.
Okay.
They were big government. They were big government Republicans. And there was very little daylight separating those Republicans from their Democrat counterparts. So the disappointment comes from people not really understanding the full scope and breadth of what legislators vote on.
Right.
I've heard many candidates, what they'll do is they'll say, I'm a Republican, and they'll follow that with, I'm a conservative. And how do you know I'm a conservative? Well, because I vote pro-life and I vote pro-gun. Well, there's way, way more towards voting for limited government than just to vote on those
sure.
two issues.
It's not just a buffet. Way, you can't just pick and choose, right?
Exactly. So the question that I always ask, for example, is, you know, it's very easy for you to say you're conservative, but then why are you voting to diminish my constitutionally protected right to, you know, freedom of speech or freedom of assembly or own a business or own private property? All those things every year is up for grabs by Republicans. Usually it's not. Sometimes a Democrat will come up with an idea to grow government. But usually in Idaho, the people who are pushing to grow government and actually getting those bigger government bills through are their friends in the Republican Party.
Okay. You know, it's about 2010. I remember this quote really distinctly. A friend of mine said, "What does it matter who you're voting for? Everyone in Idaho is Republican anyway."
Yeah, that definitely makes a difference. For example, Chuck Winder. People from Eastern Idaho probably recognize the name, having recently just said that Idaho Freedom Foundation is the greatest threat to democracy
yes.
in the state.
I was going to bring that up. Chuck Winder, yes. leader of the Senate, at least in the 2021 session, said that you guys were a threat to democracy. Why would he say it? I mean, you guys aren't going around smashing ballot boxes. So what does he mean?
Well, I mean, we're a threat to the status quo. The status quo is, we're going to continue growing government and hope that you don't notice it.
Right.
Hope that you don't call us out for it. But, you know, look at Chuck. Don't believe my scores. Go look at Chuck Winder's voting record and compare it to the voting record of Melissa Wintrow, who is a liberal North End Democrat. Their voting records are very similar. Now, is that because Melissa Wintrow, this Boise North End Democrat, is secretly a conservative?
No.
Or is it because Chuck Winder's lying when he says he's a conservative?
So that's how you just encourage people to go on, compare and contrast the voting records, see how they voted on the issues.
Exactly. So it's more than just handing out a palm card that says, I'm a conservative, I vote pro-life. It's what have you done to limit the size, scope, duration, power, effect of government? And if the answer is not very darn much, then perhaps you're not really a conservative. This is Idaho, after all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just, you know, here's another existence proof that government's too big and Republicans have been behind it in Idaho, which is that a couple of years ago, the legislature had this whole, you know, thousands of pages of regulations that they needed to go back and redo.
Right.
But where do those thousands of pages of regulations come from? It wasn't the Democrats that put those in place.
Right. It was a Republican-controlled state.
It was Republican gubernatorial administration buffeted by a Republican-controlled legislature that just let those things continue on into an existence.
Okay.
So what we have seen over the last 10 years, however, is thanks to the Freedom Index and thanks to voters who are now paying closer attention to what's going on, the Idaho House of Representatives has become the most conservative it's ever been in the state's history.
Okay.
And I can say that definitively. Most conservative House of Representatives in the state's history. The state Senate, however, is a big liberal cesspool.
Okay. And Chuck Winder's the leader of that. I know Representative Ron Nate was on my show a few months ago, and he said the Idaho Senate is where good bills go to die. So I guess
that's very accurate.
That's
okay. Very much.
That's how he described it to me. So let's talk briefly about the American Conservative Union. I know sometimes people act like this Idaho Freedom Index is like a one-of-a-kind type thing, and then they're directed to the American Conservative Union scores. Can we talk about those, just kind of how they compare and contrast with Idaho Freedom Foundation's Freedom
Index? Yeah, their methodology is different. We do an analysis of all the bills that go through the legislature. We also have a spending index where we just look at spending bills,
which is
another interesting tool that we use. Hence, most of the legislators vote for bigger government through spending all the time. There's a reason why this legislature has supported Idaho Public Television, the Hispanic Commission, huge increases in the Medicaid program, and on and on and on, because there are too darn few votes against those, although they're becoming more and more particular in the House as time has gone on. But our methodology is to look at every single bill before the vote. So that everyone knows exactly what a bill does and why it's important, and then can act accordingly. The ACU, the American Conservative Union, does it very differently. Conservative Union will look at about a dozen bills after the votes are done. So they'll take a look at the 2021 legislative session in hindsight, whereas we look at it ahead of time. But to answer your question, even doing the scoring differently, it's very, very close. The scores have been pretty consistent with one another since ACU started their scoring in about 2016.
Okay. All right. Well, then, I see that people have a lot of wanting to look this up, so they can just, of course, look up American Conservative Union scores. Where can they take a look at the Freedom Index scores?
Yeah, the Freedom Index is all found on our website. It's just idahofreedom.org, and you'll see a tab that says Freedom Index. As I said, there's also one that says Spending Index, which is for spending bills. And if people have questions about how any of that works, you're certainly welcome to ask. We also have the index data online going back through 2013.
Okay, so people can compare all the way back to 2013. All right.
Yep.
Wayne, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining, explaining a little bit more about your scoring system, and thanks for telling people where to look it up. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much. That is Wayne Hoffman from the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Like I said, today's the day. I've had some people on before discussing the Idaho Freedom Foundation and their scores with the Freedom Index, but sometimes it's just best to hear it from the guy who's at the helm of the Idaho Freedom Foundation. That's Wayne Hoffman. He's been there since 2009. And like I said, the Idaho Freedom Foundation certainly gets a lot of attention in Idaho. What a lot of people don't ever look at is that there are other think tanks and other groups involved with politics. But it just seems like the Idaho Freedom Foundation certainly gets a lot of attention from all sides, and I think part of that is the Freedom Index score. So that's Wayne Hoffman telling you a little bit more about how they score legislative sessions, how that compares to other scorecards like the American Conservative Union. So thanks to him for joining us today on The Steph Lucas Show.